This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
It's Labor Day, and as millions of Americans travel home from their holiday weekend, President Biden will be in two battleground states, Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. The AP's Jennifer King.
It must be campaign season. President Biden's visit to Pittsburgh on the theme of labor unions marks his third visit to the battleground state of Pennsylvania in the past week. Speaking in Philadelphia on Thursday, the president said that blind loyalty of MAGA Republicans is destroying American democracy.
You can't love your country only when you win.
Donald Trump responded at a rally Saturday in Biden's hometown.
The most vicious, hateful, and divisive speech ever delivered by an American president.
The White House says Biden's remarks, first in Milwaukee, then at a steelworkers union in Pittsburgh, will be celebrating the dignity of American workers. I'm Jennifer King.
Tomorrow, Queen Elizabeth will formally appoint Britain's new prime minister, Liz Truss, the foreign secretary, who will face immediate pressure to deliver on her promises to tackle the cost of living crisis.
I will deliver a bold plan to cut taxes and grow our economy.
They still haven't found those two men suspected of stabbing 10 people to death in Saskatchewan, Canada. Why would somebody do this? Police spokeswoman Rhonda Blackmore.
It appears that some of the victims may have been targeted and some may be random. So to speak to a motive would be extremely difficult at this point in time. Our investigation will certainly focus on that aspect of it, though, as well.
She was heard on CTV. Forecasters warning of the possibility of torrential downpours in the southeast U.S. today, where the ground's already saturated. Parts of Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, North Carolina, South Carolina, Kentucky, Virginia, and West Virginia. The fierce heat continues in the west, according to forecasters. This is AP News. Now to oil prices. Here's the AP's Charles de Ledesma.
OPEC and oil-producing countries, including Russia, are cutting their supplies to the global economy by 100,000 barrels per day. The decision by energy ministers means that the cut for October rolls back the mostly symbolic increase of the same amount in September and underlines their unhappiness with crude prices that have sagged because of recession fears. The move follows a statement from Saudi Arabia's energy minister last month that the group could reduce output at any time. Oil producers such as Saudi have resisted calls from President Joe Biden to pump more oil to lower gasoline prices and the burden on consumers. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This morning, gas is $3.78 a gallon, 60 cents higher than a year ago, but 7 cents cheaper than a week ago. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.